This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hey, how are you today? It's another beautiful day. I'm Rhett Palmer. And the Lord clearly says, if you see evil and do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. But if you see evil and you attempt to correct it, though you fail, the blood will not be on your hands. Now, this is Bonnie Martinelli. I've known her for a couple of years now. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How
and
are you
she
doing?
She heads up an organization that saves the lives of babies.
Yes.
Can you imagine there are actually culprits in this world that consider people who want to save the lives of babies and say that that is evil? But the Bible says in the end times they will say that which is evil is good and that which is good is evil.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. You are here because there's a special event coming up.
Yes, and so CareNet Pregnancy Center of Indian River County. So we're of Indian River County, and there is a CareNet in the Treasure Coast.
I interviewed her recently. I didn't realize that it's sort of like a franchise, I guess.
We are under the affiliation of CareNet National. And we pay dues, but we do not receive funding from them. So
do they oversee you? In other words, like, do they oversee, in fact, to make sure that the funds are going the right way? Or don't you have an accountability group somewhere?
Oh, yeah. So what we have to do in order to be affiliated with CareNet National, we have to send back like a 6-page report with all these questions from stats that we pull. And it's quite extensive, but it's a blessing to be a part of such a great organization. So, yes, so there is oversight there to make sure we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing.
You probably know my friend Ed Dakarak.
Yes, love Ed. He is amazing with the billboards that he puts out.
He's why I'm on the new station I'm on.
Oh, wow. I have a picture with Ed. I love Ed.
Ed, in case you don't know, folks, Ed is a wealthy guy. He's from Jamaica and had a travel business. I don't know when or how he retired. I know that he's Catholic, and I know that he and his wife had no children. A barren womb. And so, but I think in heavenly places, he'll have many, what does the Bible say? Many more of the children of the empty womb than, you know, so he puts those billboards up, 240 something billboards across the entire state of Florida saying life begins and, you know, a couple of weeks or whatever it is. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's great.
They have pictures of little babies in the womb after a few weeks sucking on their thumb, right? Now, you know all about that.
Yes. As a matter of fact, our pregnancy center, we can do an ultrasound as early as 5 weeks, 6 days, and see that little baby's heart beating.
Really?
And that changes.
And you've seen this?
Oh, lots of times.
So do you give these? Are you a nurse?
I am the executive director, but we have a registered diagnostic medical sonographer, which is an RDMS. And she's been trained 2 years to do
ultrasound. So she comes in to do this, or is she full-time?
Yeah, she's full-time.
She's full-time?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
She does an amazing job.
Does this happen daily over there?
No, not daily, but they're scheduled throughout the week. And then we have people that walk in or call, and they actually say, I need an abortion. Can you help me? So we tell them, well, we don't do or refer for abortions, but we can give you a free medical grade pregnancy test, a free limited ultrasound, and we can share your options because, as we know, there's only 3 options when a woman gets pregnant. And usually women don't ever want
what
to have
those 3 options.
One, of course, parent. 2, and
adopt.
We have over 200 parenting classes, and we walk with the mom for 2 years. So it's not like we say, oh, you know, we're there. We're there for. And then adoption, we partner with 3 different Christian adoption agencies. And then there's abortion. And so with permission, we ask them, would you like us to explain abortion? Because many times they don't really know the really gruesome effects of abortion and the lifelong effects mentally. Mm-hmm. So we've been in Indian River County for 38 years. And the Lord is blessing us and bringing more people for us to help. And should I talk about the car show?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is kind of a funny, funny thing.
So you want to participate and help out.
Yes. And so, you know, you might think, what in the world does CareNet Pregnancy Center and car shows have to do? Well, Pastor Alex Papa at Oceans allowed me to speak on Sanctity of Human Life in January. And we had so many.
I was there.
You were. And so many people wanted to be a part of this ministry, including these men who have done car shows up and down the East Coast, Ron and Tom. And so they came to us. They love what CareNet does. And they said, we would love to put on a car show for the benefit of CareNet. And so I go to Vero Christian Church, and when I asked them if we could do it there, they were happy to accept. And actually, Tim and Ron said that's a perfect location.
Where
because
is
it's,
it?
It's on Oslo Road. It's in between Winn-Dixie and Publix on Oslo Road.
Okay, hold on a second. Now, Winn-Dixie's on the right or heading west.
Yes.
Publix is on the left.
So it's just after Winn-Dixie.
On which side? Same side?
Yes, on the north side.
Okay.
On the right. And the address is here, 3250 9th Street Southwest.
Okay.
And so we have a front parking lot so everybody can see these cars. And we've been having these car show.
People are intrigued with cars.
Yes, yes. And the cool thing about this is there's 8 categories, which I don't have them in front of me, and I'm learning a little bit more about cars, but there's going to also be 8 trophies. And the spectators are the ones that are voting for the cars. And so there's some really, they're not your cheap trophies. There's some really cool trophies each person will win in their category. And when they bring their car in, and it's only $15 to register your car. And when they bring their car in, they'll say, you know, whether it's a classic, I don't even know all these names. And then also we'll have about 10 vendors there. So if the ladies come, then there's something for them to do.
Is this your first time you're having an alliance with something like this, a car show?
Yes, ever.
Well,
first
see, it's
ever.
A smart idea, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because, Mr. Schumann in town here, who sold the newspaper for $200 and something million, who's been a great giver backer to this, you know, he gives a lot back to the community. Well, he has a collection of cars. There's a man up in Melbourne. Have you been to he has over 300 muscle cars?
Somebody said that there is a man in Melbourne, that's all I know.
If you wanted Congressman Posey introduced me to him, and I've been up there a few times to see Mark. Matter of fact, he just got married and already has a new baby.
Mm.
And so he married a girl, obviously younger than him. But he created, flavors for dog foods and also a shot that they can give in the behind of the dogs that can't walk and then walk again.
Oh.
So I think he's got a B next to his name, billionaire, not millionaire. But a very humble, very nice guy. And then, of course, it goes on and on. I know a number of people in this town. It seems like guys get into a lot of dough. What are we going to do? Whoa, cars, you know, like the Jerry Seinfeld. So I think it's a great alliance for you to connect with these guys that collect these cars because there's a lot of dough to be, you know, and they want to participate. And as you know, I've been down protesting at the abortion clinic down in Fort Pierce. And I was recently there with the man who owns the bicycle shop.
Oh, Alan.
Alan. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he had a sign because he lives in great regret that he participated in approving of a girlfriend having an abortion early in life, and that haunts him. So men care.
Yes, one of my dear friends who's a tough guy, he said he can talk about any of the bad things he's done in life except about the abortion he participated in, and he just tears up.
Yeah.
And we do have post-abortion classes. We actually have a male advocate who will meet with men who have had an abortion in their past, and then we have Surrendering the Secret for the women, because 1 in 4 women have had an abortion. Even in the church. And speaking of that, if you don't mind me sharing, this is tonight only. Last night I went to it, and it's a wonderful documentary. It's called The Matter of Life.
This is tonight.
Yes. I went to it last night. I can't go tonight or else I'd go again because I have a board meeting.
Oh, you went last night?
Yes.
How was it?
Excellent. Excellent. It's a very informative movie about the pro-life movement. Mm-hmm. And actually, Dr. Laventino, who was sitting in here in 2019 with you.
Who committed over 1,200 abortions.
You have such a great memory.
And then when his daughter got killed in a car, his little baby daughter, he repented of having done that and realized he couldn't do that.
That's exactly right.
And he was in the movie.
Yes.
And the name of the movie was?
The Unplanned.
Yes.
Back in 2019. But he is in this movie, The Matter of Life, a lot. He tells that whole story you just shared.
Wow.
And he's in that movie. And
I have a movie for you to see.
Okay.
Show Me the Father.
Show Me the Father.
You have not seen it?
No.
Well, you need to see it.
Okay.
Father's Day is coming up.
I'm going to write that down.
And I saw it out at Pastor Bob's house a couple of weeks ago.
Bob Littleton?
Yes. You know Bob?
He's on our board of directors.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he showed us all that.
Father.
We loved so much that we had guests in the house the other night, and we got it. Barbara found out how to get it. I think it's Stars or something. STARZ. I don't know, something, some, who do, I don't know how people get what they get today. But anyway, Show Me the Father will change your life.
I am so glad.
Everybody should see it.
Okay, good, good. I will watch that.
And a couple of miracles you'll see actually occur. This is a documentary on fatherhood and the fatherhood of the man upstairs.
Yeah, and we will do ultrasound scans anytime a father wants to come. Carrie, our ultrasound tech, RDMS, she will do them at night, on weekends, and even at that abortion clinic that you go and pray at. Three times just in the last, not even 2 years, babies that were going to get aborted that moment, instead, the moms came to CareNet 6 o'clock Saturday mornings and changed their mind.
How did they find out to come to six?
The advocates on the sidewalk, they know to say, hey, if you go to CareNet in Vero Beach, they'll give you an ultrasound right now, and you can get, you know, a free one.
To make it happen. Okay.
Yep.
Now, the car show's coming up. This is the first inaugural car show. It's going to be held at the Vero Christian Church on 9th Street. This is this Saturday.
This Saturday.
May 21st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 10 a.m. to It's only $15 to get in, and that money will go to help save the lives of unborn children.
Right. And the admission is free. Admission is free. It's only $15 to register your car. So anybody can come. And we're going to have different things that are going to be raffled off, like a really cool painting by you.
We're going to look and decide which one that's going to be.
Yes.
Okay, so remember that the Lord said, if you see evil and do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. If you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, the blood will not be on your hands. We need to stand in the gap for those that don't have a voice, little bitty babies. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine there's such evil in the world that they say people who want to save the lives of babies are evil? You know, I don't care if you murder someone outside of the womb or inside the womb, murder is murder. So thank you, Bonnie, for coming in. People want to get in touch with you. What's your website?
It's carenetchampions.org.
carenetchampions.org.
Or I will even give my cell phone number if anybody wants to call me. Bonnie Martinelli, 772-539-1667.
Again?
772-539-1667.
And the name of the organization is?
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Indian River County.
You're still on Route 60?
No, we've never been there. We're back by Pocahontas Park.
Okay, got to take a break. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jerusalem, you're blind to him. The Messiah has died. He has risen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, bow down to your King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, bow down to your King. He was the one, the promised one. Was the one who was to come.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer.